Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Revelation chapter 1, verses 17 and 18. Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am the living one. I was dead, and now look, I am alive forever and ever, and I hold the keys of death and Hades. Have you ever seen one of those surprise homecoming videos? A soldier steps into a school gym and suddenly his child drops everything and runs into his arms. That moment, tears, relief, pure joy, feels like the world has been made right again. Dad is finally home. Something similar happens in the first chapter of the book of Revelation. John the disciple, whom Jesus loved, sees Jesus, not as humble as he was, but glorious as he is now. The sight causes John to collapse to the ground in fear. But what does Jesus do? He reaches out, places his hand on John, and speaks the most repeated command in the Bible: do not be afraid. Here is why. Jesus isn't just alive. He holds the keys to death and the grave, the two things that frighten us the most. Keys signify ownership and control. Death tried to hold Jesus down, but he walked out of the grave holding the keys in his hand. That means death doesn't have the final say anymore. Jesus does. If Christ has conquered death, then what do we have to be afraid of? Not our past. His blood covers it. Not our future. He's already there. Not even death, because those who belong to him will rise as he did. For the believer, death is not the end. It's just the beginning of a life that never ends. This means that fear about money, health, the world, or your failures does not own you. Jesus does. He bought you with his blood. He conquered the grave so you can live free. And when fear creeps in, listen to his voice. Do not be afraid. He was there for you in the beginning. He will be there for you at the end. And he is with you always, to the very end of the age. Jesus, keep me safe in your hands, because you live and reign, now and forever. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.